The fashion industry was left reeling on Monday as Italian luxury brand Valentino announced the cancellation of its June fashion shows following the departure of longtime creative director Pierpaolo Piccioli. The unexpected news has sent shockwaves through the fashion world, as Valentino was set to present its highly anticipated men's and haute couture collections this summer. The brand cited the split with Piccioli, 56, as a joint decision after a remarkable 25-year partnership that saw Valentino rise to new heights of success and innovation. Piccioli's tenure at Valentino was marked by a deep respect for the brand's heritage and a bold vision for its future. He joined the company in 1999 and served as co-creative director with Maria Grazia Chiuri until 2016, when Chiuri moved on to become the creative director at Dior. Under Piccioli's sole leadership, Valentino continued to thrive, his designs earning critical acclaim and capturing the hearts of fashion enthusiasts around the world. Despite the current upheaval, Valentino remains committed to its core values and the power of creativity. In a statement, the company emphasized, "Creativity will continue to lead the company as a key pillar, shaping new future collections, elevating the brand's DNA, its iconic codes and unrivaled Italian heritage. This dedication to artistry and innovation has been a hallmark of Valentino since its founding in Rome in 1960 by designer Valentino Garavani and his partner Giancarlo Giametti. The brand's global presence is impressive, with 211 shops in more than 25 countries, a testament to its enduring appeal and the strength of its vision. Valentino's ownership structure is also noteworthy, with Qatar investment fund Mehula for Investments holding a controlling stake and French luxury group Kering owning a 30% share. Piccioli's departure is not the only recent shakeup in the Italian fashion landscape. In February, Machino welcomed Argentinian designer Adrian Appialazza as its new creative director following the tragic and sudden death of his predecessor, Davide Ren, just 10 days after taking the helm. The same month also saw leadership changes at Bluemarine and Tod's, highlighting the dynamic and ever-evolving nature of the industry. As Valentino navigates this period of transition, the fashion world eagerly awaits news of who will take the reins as the brand's next creative director. The chosen individual will have the daunting task of filling Piccioli's shoes and guiding Valentino into a new era while honoring its rich legacy.